Okay, well, welcome everyone to our training session for March 27th for our 2021 virtual ABC. Today's agenda, we will be hearing from Mindy and have an overview of the IT technical aspect of our ABC, and she will do an overview. And then the delegate training subcommittee will do an overview. And I'm not going to read what's on the screen, but that gives you an idea of what we will be doing today.
Well, do you want me to go ahead and get started there, Cheryl?
Yep, I will switch the screen. There we go. Mindy, you can take it away. Thank you so much.
Wonderful. Thank you very much. All right. So there's hopefully not much more that you'll need to know other than the fact that you made it to the meeting. You could raise your hand and rename your name is great. I wanted to just do an overview and let you know it's going to be a similar Zoom meeting format to what you're seeing here today. You'll have a link that you'll be able to click on to access the meeting. Wanted to pop into registration so I can kind of show you what that looks like. So I'll share my screen. And then I'll go over some things like Zoom version, reactions, chat, voting, breakout rooms, so that you have some of that information as well. Some things I believe I can do and some things I can't. So I have video to show you kind of how the polling works. So at least you have some kind of familiarity with it. Because I did not start the meeting and I'm not the initial host, I won't be able to create a poll for us here. Although I think Cheryl may have done that and she wants to get to try it out, we can certainly do that.
I can turn host over to you if that would help to do a poll, Mindy.
Yeah,
and I can become co-host if you want.
Yeah, unfortunately, the polling only works for the person who was the original host. So I do have a video where I can show how it works so that at least they can have an idea and see it if that works okay.
Wonderful. Yes, that'll be great. Thank you.
Yeah, absolutely. All right, so I'm going to go pull up my screen here. All right, you should be able to see my screen right now. I have up the site for registration, acaworldconvention.org. At the top, you'll see this submitting for proposal for AWC. If you go down, all my lovely video of everyone on one side here. So let me see if I can move that. There we go. Down here, you can have registration for ABC delegates. So if I click on that little button there.
Hi, good morning. I must have been out back when you called, but I was going to call you about now anyway. So I listened to your message.
All right, sorry about that. And so here you'll see we have the registration form. Just as we were advised a little earlier, here's the locations where you can find your group number. You'll need those for registration. So you have all of that here. And then you can just go ahead and enter in your information here. Put in all of your stuff. There's some information here about terms and conditions with the Zoom teleconferencing emails. It's important that we do have your email address. We will be adding you to a channel on Slack, but it's a great way for us also to be able to reach out to you if we have any kind of issues. You can accept the terms. Is this your first meeting? Yes or no? If you've attended other which I think almost everybody here has. Will you be representing a meeting, intergroup, or region? And then here's where you'll enter the number that you found from the website above, unless you have it. Most of you have it here. There is a requirement to download. Do you agree to download or update your Zoom version? The reason we need to make sure everyone has the most recent version of Zoom is that we want to make sure that you can use the polling function. And I can show you in a few minutes, this is a link, zoom.us/download. So when you go to the registration site, and let's say that you've already even registered and you're like, oh gosh, I didn't do this. You can go right back here and click register and find these links here. So it's no problem to come back here anytime just to click there and make sure that you can get your download updated. And then, and I'll kind of show you what that looks like when we click on that link in a minute. And then we'd love to know if you're familiar with Zoom, you know, if you're gonna need assistance with it. If you're a little bit concerned, you can mark that and we'll help you ahead of time. Are you already on the WSO Slack server West workspace? Slack is a little bit new to me. So I just started using it about a month ago and I was like, oh gosh, I have email, WhatsApp, and now I have Slack. And so, you know, if you get a chance, you know, certainly you can, if you're not on there, we'll make sure you get on there and then you'll get an email with a Slack invitation. Don't be too scared. It's a great place to go explore. It's like a whole nother little world of ACA. And then you can either save and come back later or you can submit your registration right here. I believe we have an email that's getting sent out. And I know I heard one of the, I think an intergroup or one of our delegates saying that they're not sure if they got the registration. So we're gonna follow up on that, but you should get something from us with that information. Now, I can't remember, and I'll have to confirm whether that was that you would get it right away or you get it maybe even like a week beforehand, because we wanted to make sure that you had all of your meeting information at that point. But if we're getting close to the day and you're not able to find any email or any information, you can certainly reach out to us, or you can go in and you can resubmit again. It's not gonna hurt anything if you have to do a second time. That's the first part here. Let's see if I can move this out of my way. And then for polling, actually, let me go into the upgrade to the latest Zoom. So when we click on that little link for download, you can even Google Zoom latest update or latest version, and you'll come here. And this is gonna walk you through, there's a video as well here that you can click on and you can watch to see how to do it. But it'll walk us through going to our desktop version. So most of you probably just clicked on a link and you may not be in your desktop version. Your desktop version will look like this, if you can see this. And if I click here, it's gonna give me a little place where I can go to kind of take a look at my profile and kind of where I'm at with things. Oops, get out of there. So we go to the desktop, we click on our picture, and then it's gonna say check for updates. You can click there. And I would suggest that versus trying to figure out kind of which session that you're in. And if you don't have a picture, it's fine. Check for updates. And here we are. New version 5.6 is available. You have 5.5.4. So I'm at least on the most recent version, but I can do an update here as well. Wish they'd just make that automatic. But then again, it's just clicking on your picture there. All right. And then I'm going to go into polling. Okay, so I'm just gonna pop this open. You won't hear anything other than me. So I'll see if I can make this big. Might be a little better. So basically what this is just a Zoom video. You can go here anytime to take a look as well. And what she did is she just posted a poll. You can see it right here. If you're on your phone doing this, the poll will take up the whole screen. So you won't be able to see anyone else while you're doing the poll. And you can just click with your finger, or if you're online, you just click with the buttons and you'll be able to just, let me go back here. She's moving a little bit fast. There we go. Yeah, so you can, you can see here, you have these little radio buttons. You can just click one. And of course, it'll be specific to the voting itself. And then once we're done with all the voting, we'll be able to see the results, which you see here. So we'll have all of the information results right from the poll. Should be pretty simple, not much to do on your end. The poll will automatically come up for you and you can just click and vote. Obviously, you'll just need to be in front of your computer or your iPad or your phone in order to see that. All right. Let me see. Go back here and see what we had. Reactions, voting. So within, I'm not even sure if it'll let me show this. It may not show, let me show this for you, but when we are doing reactions, so most of you were able to raise your hand, and usually what you would do is you would go at the bottom of your Zoom, and you'd be able to see the reactions there. You can click to raise your hand is what we'll use primarily. If you run into any issues, you can always go into chat. So at the bottom of your screen where your little toolbox is, where you can have all your little items that you can do, there should be a chat. If you're not sure, sometimes you can click on your name if you're on a phone or mobile device, and there should be some options, or at the bottom of the participants tab, you should be able to see that. And if you can get chat open, you can always send a chat to us if you're having any kind of an issue, and we'll see if we can troubleshoot and find the problem for you. On the breakout rooms piece, so we will have breakout rooms from time to time, depending on what we're working on within that session. And what'll happen is the breakout room will come up and you'll have an option that you can select to either go into the breakout room or to stay where you are. And so it says like accept, and if you accept, you'll go there. If you cancel, you won't go there. And so it's really important that if you wanna go that you hit accept, because otherwise it'll be very difficult to try to move you there afterwards. Has anybody here not used a breakout room or not been part of a meeting that had a breakout room? Just so I'm aware, if you don't mind letting me know. Okay, Elena, thank you for raising your hand. I appreciate it. So I think, sorry, you don't have to unmute yourself. I didn't mean to ask you that. Trying to lower your hand there. So let me see if I can just pop that piece open for us so that we can see it. Breakout rooms. Then we can pictures here. Participating in breakout rooms. That's what is going to be most important for you. I was hoping that they would have. They don't. Darn it! I was hoping that they had a little video of it. But it's pretty simple. There's not much that you'll have to do. Basically all it is just if it pops open, you can accept to go into that particular room. In some cases, there are multiple rooms depending on what's going on. And then in that case, there is a little kind of a little cube, a little square cube that will show up, and you can click on that cube and then choose which area that you would like to go in. Oh, there we go. Thank you, Joe. Very helpful. this is a video on a breakout room. So this is very helpful for us. All right, so she's gonna talk us through how it works. And then just a moment, she'll pop up and show us the breakout room. You see, she'll have the ability to create the breakout room here at the bottom. Forward a little bit. She's adding someone as co-host. Actually setting up to do the breakout room. So we don't really need that. We just want to see what it looks like once it's all done. Okay, so she's manually moving people. So we have the ability to do that. So you may manually get moved into a room. You can see now she's been able to move folks into a room. But given the number of delegates that we'll have, it'll likely be one that you can actually pick a room. And this link is also, thank you for Joelle for placing that in the chat. It's available there in the chat so that you can go through this as well if you want to copy and paste that. Let's see. I was hoping here she would do it for everybody to have an option. Now she's showing us how to turn it on, so I'll go ahead and escape out of that. Okay, and then loading breakout rooms. So I think that covers most everything that we had on our side. The voting will be done through what we are calling the polling. So that piece is already getting set up right now. And I think that's all all I had for now. Cheryl, I'll turn it over to you. Or if there's anything I missed, if you can let me know.
Yeah, thank you so much, Mindy. I think you did great covering what we need to know. At this point, you can turn it over to the delegates to ask Mindy or Mary Jo or myself any questions you may have regarding the technical aspect of our ABC.
I'm just curious if anybody had any questions.
Joelle, you have your hand raised?
Yeah. I'm wondering how will be the, because a problem that we have in Zoom meetings is when we get to talk. So which way will signify our intention to talk? Would it be only hand raised or... Do you understand my question?
Absolutely. Yes, we are going to speak at the ABC using the virtual hand raise function. So it's important everyone knows where to find that. It'll be in the reactions Zoom 5.5. It'll be in the reactions. So it's very important that we're all updated so that we can communicate on a virtual ABC digitally. Yes, that's how we will communicate, raised hand, and then you're called on.
Thanks.
Thank you for your question.
Thank you.
Rini.
Hope you're muted.
I'm always muted. Much too. So, Mindy, thanks. That was a wonderful presentation. I have two questions. I thought you mentioned there's a 5.6. I thought we upgraded to 5.5, and now is there another upgrade, or did I mishear that?
No, when I popped into mine, it looks like there is another potential version that we could go even higher, but the minimum version we need is that 5.5.
Should we, if 5.6 comes up, should we opt for it?
Yeah, I don't think it's going to hurt anything.
Okay. The next thing is, could you just walk us through, like when we initially sign on, how are there hundreds of delegates or thousands of delegates? And what will that look like? Will there be a form to fill out, or just what will it look like?
I can answer, I think. Our expectation is that, last year we had in attendance not more than about 110 delegates at one time. We had more registered, but that's how many showed up. And the expectation is this year that we will have probably more than that, but it won't be thousands. It will maybe be a couple hundred at most. That's our expectation. Does that help?
It does.
What does the sign-in look like? The sign-in?
When we first come on the platform, what happens? Will there be a roll call? Will there be, I don't know.
No. What there will be is that you will rename yourself through using the naming convention, and you'll just be there. And behind the scenes, somebody's making note of who's there.
Okay. Thanks a lot.
Mm-hmm. Thank you, Vini, for your question.
You did. Thank you.
Any additional questions before we move on? Okay. Great. I'm just going to share my screen, get us back to our presentation. Thank you very much, Mindy. Okay, I will continue with the participation protocol, which is I'm going to be sharing just how it's going to work at the ABC. So we will have hosts and co-hosts at the ABC who will be responsible for the technical aspect, as well as the board members who will need to be presenting. They will be co-hosts as well. And the co-hosts and hosts will have access to features that the participants won't. And if you're familiar with the Zoom meetings already, you know how that works. The participants are really going to be working with the raised hand function, yes, no, and the polling. And that's primarily the functions you're going to have to be able to use at the ABC. I wanted to do a little exercise with the reactions, just so that everyone on this call, that we know that everyone can use those functions. So if everyone could raise their hand, that would be great. I think we established that. I'll just see everyone raise their hand. And let's see. Okay, the Andy. Now, Andy, you have a different reaction. So if you can just click on the Zoom has, it says raised hand. They've changed it. So when you click on your reactions, if it says lower hand, it means your hand is raised. And if it says raised hand, it means your hand is not raised. So I just wanted to clarify that Zoom did change, and we have 100% on that little activity. Thank you. And if we could clear that, Mindy, are you able just to clear all the hands for us? And then we can do another check on reactions. And this will be yes and no. So who is excited to attend our ABC this year? Raise your hand if that's a yes. Sorry, not raise your hand. Use the check mark if it's a yes, and the X if it's a no. Okay, we're missing two people. Is Karen and Elena. Okay, that's great. And Joelle, if we can get a reaction there. I saw something from you and then it disappeared. Okay, so Elena, did you remove it or is it disappearing? It's disappearing. That's a sign that's a sign that you're not at the 5.5. That's the first sign that we need to upgrade. And that's why we want everyone on the 5.5 or later version, is because there was a glitch, or, you know, Zoom made it so that the yes and no function disappeared. And they corrected that in the later versions. So it's very important that you have that later version. And thank you for participating in that little activity. I'd like to, okay, so I see a raised hand from Marius. Is that for a question?
Yes, may I?
Okay, yes, absolutely.
As I understand, the reactions disappear themselves, or we have to remove them? Because, okay, with the raised hand and lower hand, that's okay, but the other reactions, also in my case, they disappear by themselves. So I couldn't...
The disappearing was a Zoom version, and I believe that at 5.5 and later versions, they corrected it back to the user, that the Zoom client is in control. So you would be in control of clicking on your check mark and clicking it off, or the host would clear it for you. But previous to 5.5, when you used your check mark, it disappeared. And that's rough. If we need to do a count, it's very difficult. So we need everyone to be on that 5.5 or later, because we will be using yes and no, and we can't have it disappearing while we're trying to do a count. We need it to remain, and then the host will clear it at the end of those questions that require the yes and no answers. Does that help clarify?
Yes. And so in this case, we might invite Zoom to ACA because they love control.
Absolutely. <Thank you. laughs> That's what they did. They control.
Zoom loves control, yeah.
Thank you. They need help with that, and ACA definitely is the place to get that help. Thank you, Marius. All right. And I wanted to reiterate that our video is optional for privacy. So you are allowed to have your video off or on, and we do ask you to turn your video off if you will be moving around, eating, or distracting behaviors. We are expecting over 100 delegates there, and it could be distracting to those who are on video if you are moving around and doing other sorts of things. So we're just asking you to be courteous in that and mindful of your video. Okay, moving along. Well, I'll just say, are there any further questions before we move along? All right. Great. Thank you. All right, now we're going to go into where the delegate fits within the AC organization. Mary Jo, did you want to take this, or did you want me to continue?
I can go with it. Many of you may have seen the inverted pyramid that 12-step programs usually have. That means that the fellowship directs the fellowship directs itself, so to speak. At the top are the meetings, the intergroups, and the regions. And from there, the feedback goes to the delegates the delegates to the ABC, the annual business conference. And the WSO is in charge of implementing the things that the delegates direct happen at the ABC. Now, the WSO also, as a legal body, because we're a nonprofit corporation, they have to ensure that what gets done does not harm our organizational status. So the delegates can't, you know, come out of left field and ask them to do something radical that would be illegal. In other words, then the WSO of the board has the option of acting in the fellowship's best interest legally. So, but that's the organization in a nutshell, or in a pyramid. next slide, Cheryl. The delegate information that's available is the ACA delegate handbook, which most of you, is there anybody who has not gotten a link to that yet? Raise your hand either visually or whatever. Okay, so you should have gotten a link to that. Oh, Andy, you haven't gotten it. Cheryl, how are people getting the link to the delegate handbook? When they registered, do they get that?
No, we posted it on our Slack channel. However, it can be emailed. It can be emailed if you're not on Slack and you need it emailed, we can do that. So I would just need an email to the DTSC email at gmail.com to know that you need it by email. But it is on our DTSC Delegate Training Subcommittee webpage on our service website. That's the blue website. We have it posted there as well as Slack. So it's parked in two spots.
The DTSC email account, it's DTSC at adultchildren.org, isn't it? Cheryl?
No, DTSC at ACAWSO.org.
.org. Okay.
Right. I will post that in the chat.
Okay. Thank you. Then the role of the ABC delegate is to be present, participate in discussions if you feel you have something to add to the discussions or if you have questions. There will be opportunities in chat. There will be two people at least designated as those that you can ask questions of, make points of order, points of information, to be sure that if you have a question about how things are proceeding, you can ask them there rather than, because of the number of people in the group and the amount of work that has to be done, you won't be allowed to just ask a question in the middle of things by raising your virtual hand or your physical hand. You will have that chat feature. Those people, and I actually will be one of those people that you can ask questions of. The next slide, Cheryl. Okay. So this is some of the information. As Cheryl mentioned, the delegate handbook is on the DTSC category on the website. This is the service website. Minutes are available there also. The operating procedure and policy and procedure manual, LPPM, is available there. That actually will be updated in the next couple of days to reflect the new Roberts Rules of Order, adapted Roberts Rules of Order that we will follow. The ABC binder will be available in April, and we encourage all delegates to read that before the ABC, so that if you have any questions, you're able to answer them, because it won't be the committee reports won't be read verbatim, which is a good thing. In the past, we have had things like that, but it will there just be a brief overview. But the information in those reports is something that we hope you will read ahead of time, so that, like I said, if you have any questions, you can ask them. And then we're having the delegate training sessions, one of which we're having right now. And there are recordings that will be available after this session. There's one already from the last session on the first website that's cited there. Okay. Thanks, Cheryl. And the delegate resources, as Cheryl mentioned, there's a Slack channel that you have the option of being part of, the delegate training subcommittee's email account, the OPPM again, the delegate, the website, another, the same thing, and then the recordings of the sessions. I think we have a little overlap there, but these are the resources. Okay, Marius?
About the OPPM, the one uploaded on the service site, it's this one, what is shown on the screen now.
Yes.
This is the one on the web service, is the latest one.
Yes, although there will be a new one posted within the next few days.
Okay, so thank you.
Thank you.
But Mary Jo, the link is always to the current OPPM,
even though it
correct?
Says 2009, that's sort of a misnomer. It always goes to the current one. So when you go to the service website, there is a set of quick links, which is where the events calendar is. And one of those quick links is to the OPPM, and that always goes to the latest version, no matter what this address says. Okay, thank you. All right, next slide, Cheryl. Okay, the delegate terms of service. We hope that each delegate will have at least 2 years of service that they perform as a delegate, because the first year we expect that you're really learning the ropes. The second year, you're really a seasoned delegate. So it's helpful for the individual to serve at least 2 years. It's up to your group though, how you wanna handle it. And we are guided by the 12 concepts of ACA World Service and the 12 traditions. In all that we do, or that's our goal. So, all right. At the ABC, we have a number of roles that are filled. We have the conference chair, who is someone generally not a board member, although in the past that has been the case up until through 2015, it was a board member. And after that, we've made it, whenever possible, not a board member. We are still in the process of finding a conference chair for this year, but we do have a candidate right now. A vice chair, parliamentarian, we have someone who helped us last year, who helped us again this year. Her name is Annie, she's from Florida. She's actually an AA and she's performed that role for them. We've had professional parliamentarians in the past, but somebody who we can look to sort of, okay, what this happened, what do we do now? If everybody's kind of, oh my God, no, it's not really that bad. But anyway, then we have the secretary, which in this case would be the board secretary. And then board members will be their delegates, IT support, so on. The ABC agenda, I'm going to pull up the agenda from, let's see. All right, I had it ready to go, and let me just double check, because it looks like I might have gone somewhere else. All right. I'm just going to briefly run. This is last year's agenda. This year's agenda will be slightly different. There's a plan in place to have a block of time in the afternoon, maybe a couple of hour break. Last year, doing it virtually back to back to back to back with only an hour lunch break and a couple of small breaks was really not time consuming. It was difficult from an attention perspective and so and stress perspective. So there's the plan to do it a little differently. But in the morning, generally, there's the introduction and greetings and the usual, and then the approval of the minutes from last year. The treasurer and committee chair reports will start. Then there'll be a personal needs break, delegate open. At some point, whether it's at this point in the agenda this year, there'll be open questions and answers. There was something that we did last year about COVID, and we won't be doing that this year because you've been in it for a year, so we don't need to deal with that. There will then be some discussion about the ballot proposals that make it onto the agenda, those that receive at least 60% of the vote in favor of it being on the agenda. As of this point, most of the proposals will be on the agenda. The voting so far indicates that. It will be discussions then about some of them may be made into motions, some of them may need more discussion. Those that meet, and some of them may not become motions at all. If that may be because matters already handled, or with more information, the delegates may feel that it doesn't need to be a motion. But those that have questions that maybe it's not clear cut, maybe delegates feel like I could be in favor of this if it's reworked some, those will be sent to breakout rooms. And that's where that piece comes in. And so those breakout discussions will be optional, and they'll be after the close of the day on day one, presumably still will be, or at least at the end of, before we take that 2 hour break or whatever it is, but they'll be there so that you can go in and you can have some discussion about it and hopefully come back to the delegation with a motion that more people can get behind rather than the initial motion. Because the proposal as it reads in the ballot may not be exactly how it becomes or is set as a motion. And we'll talk more about that in the mock proposal training that will be the weekend before the ABC. Okay. And then also at before the end of day one, delegates are allowed to propose motions from the floor. And that means that if you have a motion that or something that you want the delegation to consider, you can make a proposal or make a motion from the floor, submit it to the secretary before the end of day one. And then on day two, we will review those proposals. Actually, I keep saying proposals, but they'll be floor motions. We'll review them for time sensitivity. If they are time sensitive, because there is limited time in the ABC, if they're time sensitive, then they will be taken up as a business item on day two. If they are not time sensitive, if the delegates feel they're not time sensitive, they'll be referred to the board for action. But they will not be motions that are passed at the ABC if they're not time sensitive. An example of time sensitivity would be that there was one last year about meeting safety and a proposal to establish a meeting, a committee on meeting safety. And the delegates felt that that was time sensitive, that we really needed to get on the board and onto that right away. And a motion was passed and a committee was started right after the ABC, the MSSC meeting safety, meeting service and safety committee, I think it's called. Okay, so then day two, we will continue with business. As I said, we won't talk about coronavirus this time. That was a 50-minute discussion, and that won't have to be on the agenda this time. Ballot proposals, discussions, and motions will continue. The consideration of floor motions, and then we will have board ratification at the end of day two for the existing and new board members that we will ratify or not, whether we want them to continue as board members. And incidentally, during the committee reports, there will also be ratification of the committee chairs for the coming year, chairs and vice chairs. And then closing. So this is not set in stone because this was last year, but this coming year, 2021, agenda will be similar in terms of content, but it'll be moved around a bit. Okay. Do you have any questions about the agenda? Okay. All right. I will stop sharing that. And then Cheryl, if you'll pull up the slideshow again. Okay, the modified Robert's Rules of Order. That the new version of that will be in, added to the OPPM in the next couple of days. And so that I suspect that probably by Wednesday you can download the most recent version. I encourage you to look that section over. It will run, it runs through exactly the process of how the motions are done, or the proposals, how they are looked at, discussion, and so on. And then if they become a motion, then the process from that point forward. It's modified. It is not strict Robert's rules. Our parliamentarian knows that as we go through, but there are pieces of it that are Robert's rules. For those of you who are not from the US, you may not be familiar with Robert's rules. It is similar to parliamentary procedure in different ways, but it's the version that we use here, but it's modified considerably actually to meet our way of doing things. Also to take into account that we are guided by the traditions and the concepts. And so that's important to keep that in mind as we do our work. The last thing on this slide is, and by the way, the Robert's Rules of Order, if you have any questions about what you read or anything about any of this, you're encouraged to be in Slack to ask those questions in that Slack channel for the delegates ahead of time. And then there's the buddy system, which is the process of having more experienced delegates mentor new delegates. So if you're a brand new delegate and you would like somebody to be at your beck and call, not really, but somebody who's available to you, who can help you get through the process, you're encouraged to ask for a buddy, or those of you who would like to volunteer to be a buddy who have been at the ABC before, been a delegate, please let us know. And actually, if you haven't done that already, you can probably put it in chat. Was there a place on the registration form? I believe there might have been a place on the registration form where you could volunteer to be a buddy. Was that the case?
No, that did not go on our registration. Okay. So the buddy system is really managed by delegate training.
Okay.
So if you are in need of some support, please reach out by email or on Slack and let us know. We have delegates from previous years who have served, including myself, I have served, who can definitely help you with any questions, concerns, or clarification that you need prior to the ABC.
Okay, thank you. Any questions so far or to this point? All right, next slide. And I think that's yours, Cheryl.
Thank you, Mary Jo. Okay. That was awesome. Okay, important dates. Our training sessions are important. This is our second one, and we will have two more as far as we know. I believe they're going to stay that way. But always please check our Slack channel. And if any questions or any changes, they will be posted on the Slack channel and our delegate training service webpage, which I will bring up for you in a second. Our mock proposal sessions, we will be hosting two sessions, and that has changed. Okay, so we will be hosting two sessions over two separate days. That was just changed prior to this meeting. So we will host one on Saturday at 7 p.m. and Sunday at noon Eastern time. And that session is a very good snapshot as to how the ABC will run in terms of the proposal discussions. So we have prepared a mock proposal, and then we will have a discussion on that. You will see in action the Robert's Rules of Order, modified Robert minutes, rules of order happen. And it's a place for Q&A as well. Just like here, it's the place to iron out all the questions and concerns. So we welcome you to participate. We welcome you to participate and encourage that. Okay, and that is Saturday the 17th and Sunday the 18th, just to clarify. This PowerPoint will be updated before it's posted, and the old one will be updated. All right, our delegates meet and greet. So that'll be the Friday before our ABC, and that's just an opportunity. It's informal, casual, where all our registered delegates can come together and get to know each other. And we may have a couple of activities to do, icebreakers. It's just non-business. And if we're face-to-face, this happens the night before. This is happening on the Friday before. We've done our best to put it at 1 p.m. to accommodate as many time zones as possible. However, we cannot accommodate 24 time zones at once. So if you can make it, that's great. That is not recorded either. So that's just a casual, informal place to come and say hello and share if you are able. The mock proposal session is not read by registration. You can join as you did this training session. So I believe our link is on the website. And if it's not, we'll make sure it is. So just as you were at our service website and got the link for this training session, the mock proposal, you can just click on the link and join. And our annual business conference at this time is on Saturday 9 to 5 and Sunday 9 to 5, the 24th and 25th. The time may change. I'm going to say most likely it will, because we are playing with how to facilitate the virtual ABC and have the least amount of Zoom fatigue. So just be aware that this time may change, but we will notify you at our earliest awareness that it's been changed. We'll do that by email as well as Slack to notify the delegates. And are there any questions about our important events that we have lined up for our delegates? No. Okay, that was clear as crystal. Okay, moving along. Now we come to our additional questions and answer period. So if there's anything we've shared today that you need, have a question, need an answer to, please feel free to raise your hand. And if there's something we haven't covered and you need to know, also please raise your hand and ask it. This is the place we want to clarify everything for you as much as possible. So the floor is all open for that.
Well, Joelle, you flashed your hand. Did you want to ask a question? Yes, no.
Okay, I am not seeing any hands raised, so I am hoping that we were clear in our presentation today. And if there are any questions that do arise, we can be found on Slack or by email.
Thank you. Everything was clear.
Okay, that's great to hear.
We look forward to seeing all of you very soon again. Okay. Yeah. The mock proposals are really important. They're fun, but they also help you understand the process of how the proposals work. It's just, don't miss it. If you don't have to.
Okay. It's a lot of fun, Major. Don't forget that part. The mock proposal, mock is, not real, right? So we get to have a lot of fun here that
we can't have at the ABC, if you know what I mean. So, it can be fun, even if you're just sitting in and getting in on the laughs. It's a great evening on the Saturday and afternoon on the Sunday, if you can make it. Elena.
Yes, I have a question. I saw that there are two more days for training. Is there going to be something different or what we already learned today?
It's the same presentation.
It's the same
We just have four opportunities so that we could accommodate as many people as possible over time. Yeah.
Okay. Thank you.
You're welcome. Maria?
I just wanted to thank you, Cheryl, for your promptitude on answering the email. So thank you once again.
Oh, you're very welcome, Marius. All right, we could, I guess we can adjourn. Great.
Thank
you, everyone, for joining us and all your questions.
Thank you.
Great.
Thank you, Joel, for all your help, Mary Jo, and Cheryl. Appreciate it.
Thank you.
Thanks.
Thank you, Mindy.
Thank you.
Thank you, Cheryl, Mindy, and Mary Jo. See you soon. Okay.
Yes.
Bye.
Thank you, everyone, for your service.
Okay. Likewise.
Okay.
Bye.
Bye. Bye.